This morning, we're looking at the main theme of the service is going to be from Galatians 5:25, which says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." So this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to think about what it means for all of us to keep in step with the Spirit. And particularly for those who might be going back to school in a few weeks, or for those not going back to school, wherever we spend most of our time. Summer holidays are a bit of a change and a break from the normal routine. And I know we have a lot of teachers here as well who are probably not looking forward to going back to work. And a lot of kids as well who are probably sitting there going, "Oh, I've got to go back to school in a couple of weeks as well." And a lot of parents going, "Yes! They go back in a couple of weeks." I'm one of those. No, it's great. I love spending time with them, honestly. But, you know, these times are often where friendships are made, fears are shared, and stories are told. Today we're going to look at the life of one of Jesus' friends, Simon Peter, someone who actually walked with Jesus. So we've got three things to think about today. First steps, out of step, and back in step. So we're going to look firstly at Peter's first steps, when he was out of step, and then when he gets back in step. And as you came in this morning, some of you will have received a little card, and on that card you can fill it in as we go through the service. I'll let you know when you can fill in each bit, unless you've been dead keen and you've already filled it in already, but that's okay. Last time I did a handout, somebody had filled it all in before we'd even got halfway through the service. Some of you are very keen. So over the summer, I'm sure lots of you have taken lots of steps, no doubt, exploring new places already, enjoying the sunshine when we've had it. And at the front of church, we've got a bit of a beach. We'll come to that in a minute. We've got a bit of a small Sea of Galilee here. We've got a fishing boat with a net, and we haven't got any fish yet. I'm sorry, they're a bit smelly. But actually, there's something that could be a bit smelly right at the front. You may have not seen these. We've got about 10 pairs of shoes. And what I need is some children who have not got a strong sense of smell to come out, because all these shoes have something in common. They all belong to somebody here in church. There's lots of people who have only got one shoe on, so they're walking a bit funny this morning. So I need 10 volunteers. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I need 10 volunteers to come out and go and find, you three over there with your hands up, come out. Come and find who these shoes belong to. I've got two hands up over there. Do you want to come out? Joseph, do you want to come out? While Gracie's getting Megan's shoe back, so let's just pray. Father God, thank you for sending your son to earth and that he shared his life and his love with everyone he met, from the youngest to the oldest. Thank you that you have time for each individual and that you invite us all to follow you. As we worship you today, help us all to have a sense of your living presence with us. Help us to care for our communities and walk in step with you. Amen. Now, it's time for our first reading, which I think actually is Grace and Esther.
One day Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee. The people crowded around him and listened to the word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the edge of the water. They had been left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into the boat that belonged to Simon. Jesus asked him to go out a little way from shore. Then he sat down in the boat and taught the people. When he finished speaking, he turned to Simon. Then Jesus said, "Go out into deep water. Let down the net so you can catch some fish." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets."
When he had done so, they caught a large number of fish. There were so many that their nets began to break. So they motioned to their So they mentioned to their pastors in the other boats to come and help them. They came and filled both so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees. "Go away from me, Lord," he said. "I am a sinful man." He and everyone with him were amazed at the number of fish they had caught. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who worked with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up shore. Then they left everything and followed him.
Well done. Has anybody been to the beach so far this summer? Wow, lots of you. It's great, isn't it? The beach is one of those places that I just love to go. We've actually got, I've tried to create a little beach here this morning. And it's great to walk on it in bare feet. So I'm just going to have an attempt at that. If anybody wants to come out and join me, then do come and take your shoes and socks off or whatever and come and have a quick walk through the sand if you want to come and any of the kids want to come and join me, because I just love it. Apparently, though, I was talking to Amanda this morning. It's her worst nightmare. She absolutely hates the feeling of sand in between her toes. What's that about? So if there's anybody else out there, please go and make yourself known to Amanda, because she feels like she's on her own in that. But anybody want to come out and have a take? You're mine. You've got to take your socks off. Come on, let's have a. Oh yes, oh it's beautiful, beautiful, isn't it? Well, you can make footprints and everything. Let's just walk around a little bit. Fantastic. Oh yes. Okay. Once you've had a walk round, go and sit back down. You're going to probably create footprints everywhere. I'm going to get in trouble with June later. It's getting a bit cramped on this beach, yeah. I think we need to clear off. Too busy a beach isn't good, though, is it? Okay, you can go and sit back down now. Thank you very much. Look at that, brilliant. Now, in that story we've just heard, there was a beach, but they weren't digging sandcastles. Because that's the other thing I love doing on a beach, is digging sandcastles. They weren't digging sandcastles. They were working. They were mending their nets as they were fishermen. And Jesus had become very popular at that time. And everyone was wanting to hear what he had to say. So he went and got into Simon Peter's boat, which, as you can see this morning, is called Shalom Fisheries Incorporated. And so he went off a little offshore so he wouldn't get crushed by the crowds and that everyone could hear him. So when he had finished, he told Simon Peter to let down his nets. And even though he hadn't caught anything all night, was an experienced fisherman, he did what Jesus asked him to do. He must have known there was something special about Jesus and had authority to tell him what to do. So he must have decided to put his trust in Jesus and obey what he had to say. It was probably a little test by Jesus, seeing if Simon Peter would actually trust him. Would he actually follow him? He did, and Simon Peter took his first steps in following Jesus. Question for you this morning. Who do you follow? Now, some of you may be following a football team. It's the start of the new season at the moment, and you may have been seeing how well your team's doing already. Or you may follow your favorite celebrities. Some grown-ups probably follow people on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or other social media. All of us follow something or someone. Sometimes they can be good for us to follow. Other times, they can get us into trouble. So when we follow someone, they start to influence who we are. We might even start to imitate them. We might start wearing clothes like them, or listening to the same sort of music, or going where they are going, because we want to be with them. So what does it mean for us to follow Jesus? It means to trust him. To trust him like Simon Peter did. And it means to obey him and turn away from other things that might not be a good influence on us. Jesus wants us to walk with him and recognize he has authority. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lourdes. And he just says to us, follow me. He wants us to walk with him and recognize that he has all power, all authority. He's not just like our best ever teacher, but he's our savior and our king. And yet he simply says to us, follow me. That call that Peter had is as relevant for us today. Have you taken your first steps? Have you answered the call of Jesus? So on your little handout, if you've got one this morning, you'll see the first steps. And in there, as a response, you might write your name. That I, your name, follow Jesus. And this might be the first time you've ever done that. It might be the 100th time. But today, Jesus wants each and every one of us to follow him. So Simon Peter starts this amazing adventure with Jesus. But as we're going to see now, it starts to go a little wrong. So Nathan is now going to come and give us our second reading.
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked you to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times that you know me. When seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of a high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down with him. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him.
Thanks, Nathan. So that reading comes from Luke chapter 22. And things were going well for Peter. He had a new purpose in life. He had new friends. No longer Simon the fisherman, but Peter, the close friend of Jesus. He'd seen amazing things done by Jesus. Calming of a storm, healing the sick and the blind, even raising a dead man to life. And Peter had always been one of the first and was the only one to get out of the boat and walk on water. Oh, I sank. Oh, that was a shame. Anyway. Anybody else want to have a quick dip in the water? See if you can walk on water. Oh, heck. The thought boys are coming. So, you've got to come and start on the boat. Step out of the boat. Oh, you sank. Never mind. And the next one. That was one step. That was an impressive one. Go on, Hugo. Oh. Go on, Esther.
Abandon ship.
Don't abandon in ship. Right, you lot have all had a go. Let these who haven't had a go. You can go and sit back down now. Go and dry your feet. Well, your feet will get dry on the carpet. Isn't that lovely? Oh, nobody's managed to walk on water yet. No. Last two. Brilliant. Well done. So, Peter still remains the only person to ever actually walk on water. We've just proven that this morning. He was also the first one to recognize Jesus was the Son of God. He was the first one, as we heard, to swear that he would follow Jesus anywhere. Even if it cost him his life, he would follow Jesus right to the end. He'd spent 3 whole years with Jesus, but there comes the day where he feels out of step with Jesus. Because not everyone liked Jesus. Some people wanted to get rid of him, and they had him arrested. And in that story we've just heard, Jesus predicts that Peter will let him down. And he's like, no, no, I won't. Whatever it takes, I'm there for you. And he says, before the end of today, Peter, you'll deny me. Before the rooster crows, you'll let me down. So he's in the courtyard, and he was recognized by the people there, and he's identified as being with Jesus. And he shouts out, I am not. Oh dear. Peter, who had taken those first steps, had followed and loved Jesus for 3 years, when it comes to the crunch, says he doesn't even know him, that he wasn't even with him. He had failed him, and as the rooster crows, he remembers what Jesus said to him. He was in a hard place to say that Jesus was his friend. And for you, school or workplaces can be the hard place too, where we find it hard to say, I follow Jesus. And sometimes in what we say and what we do, we can let Jesus down. And we can feel ashamed that we've let him down. Under pressure, Peter had failed. He said he didn't know Jesus. And then he wept because he knew he'd made a big mistake. If we let Jesus down, will he forgive us? Will he take us back? Of course he will, but it cost him a huge amount. It cost him his life. Some of us may have fallen out with a friend. It can upset us. And if nobody says sorry, then that friendship is ruined forever. Jesus never lets us down. He never falls out with us. But he needs to hear our sorry when we mess up our relationship with him. So back to your handout. You may want to write down or draw on the out-of-step footprint the place you find it most difficult to be a follower of Jesus. For you, it might be at home, it might be at school, it might be in the workplace, or in a certain situation where you just feel it's really hard. What we're going to do is we're going to sing a song in a moment. And before we do that, I'm just going to take us through a prayer that we can all read together. I will say the first line, and then you say the line in bold. The line in bold goes, forgive us, Lord, and bring us back in step. When we care more what others think and say we don't know you, forgive us, Lord, and bring us back in step. When we keep quiet about our faith and are not willing to tell others, forgive us, Lord, and bring us back in step. When we are caught up with ourselves and forget the needs of others, forgive us, Lord, and bring us back in step. When we find it easier to follow others than to follow you, forgive us, Lord, and bring us back in step. Amen. Because of Jesus, I am forgiven. I am restored. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats. So what we see is that Jesus paid the price. Wherever we felt we've let him down, wherever we feel we've done things wrong, he went to the cross for us, so that we could be restored and forgiven. But he still had to sort a few things out with Peter. And so Tim's now going to come and read another part of the story for us. Thanks, Tim.
Readings from John 21. John chapter 21. Verses 10 to 19. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
Thanks, Tim. So in that story that Tim's just read for us, there's lots of things we can recognize that have already happened before. Like when Simon Peter first met Jesus, they're at the beach again. There's the fishing boats, and Peter again has spent all night trying to catch fish and caught nothing. And Jesus is on the shore waiting for them, and he's cooked them breakfast. That, if nothing else, is an indication he isn't angry with Peter. Because if, you know, kids, if you're angry with your mum and dad, you're not going to get up in the morning and cook them breakfast, are you? No. If you're angry with someone, you're not going to do anything for them. You're not even going to talk to them. And so it shows that Jesus is wanting to spend time with Peter. Remember in the earlier story where Peter said three times he didn't know Jesus? Three times he said, he's been told, "You're one of his friends." And he keeps saying, I am not one of his friends. Now we see three times he's making a definite statement, but this time it's, "I love you. I love you. I love you." Back to Jesus. Then Jesus says the same words as he said 3 years ago, right back at the beginning, when Peter made his first steps. Jesus says to him again, "Follow me. Follow me." He gives Peter a new work to do. He forgives him and he restores him. And he can do the same for each and every one of us today. No matter what we've done, we can come back today to a new life and a new purpose with Jesus. Jesus hears our cries of forgiveness. He picks us up. He dusts us down. He says, "Follow me. Walk with me every single day." He calls us to get back in step and keep going stronger than before. He wants us to trust him wherever we are, whatever we face. He wants us to walk with him. So now we see Peter back in step, ready for a new future. The past is the past. It's been dealt with, and a great adventure lies ahead. If you follow on the story of Peter, you see that in the book of Acts, Peter's filled with God's Holy Spirit. Peter and his friends are totally changed by God, prepared to stick up for Jesus no matter what. No matter who they face, they boldly speak about Jesus wherever they go. So you might want to put something in that final footprint on your little handout this morning that completes the sentence, Dear Jesus, I will follow you by. And God might be placing something on your heart this morning, or you might know you've got to sort something out with him today to get back in step with him. But Jesus is waiting for you to walk with him again. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are sorry when we let you down and we say we don't know you. Lord, we thank you that you died on the cross for us. Help us make a new start and get back in step with you. Help us by your Holy Spirit to follow you every day and make us bold in telling others about you. Take away our fear of what others might say to us. Strengthen us all and help us to look out for each other each and every day. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.